Are there two Paul McCartneys?
Are there?
Let's bring in our next guest, Mark Devlin. Hey, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
No worries.
Is there two Paul McCartneys?
There's more than one. So I've been...
So you're leaving it open for dozens?
There may be more than two, but I can say with some confidence that there's been more than one public figure presenting themselves as Paul McCartney. I know that sounds preposterous and outrageous to people when they first hear it, but there is a surprising amount of evidence to back that up.
Well, they had that whole deal where they had a fake death.
Right.
And then there was Billy Shears. Right. Are you talking about that?
Right. So there's a very popular conspiracy theory within music circles that the original Paul McCartney died in 1966. The date given for it is 9/11 of 66.
Right.
And according to this theory, there was a guy who stepped in to play the role of Paul McCartney from that point forward. His name is supposed to be William Shepherd or William Shepherd Campbell, known as Billy Shears, hence the quote on the Sgt. Pepper album. And this guy is still playing that role to this day, according to this theory.
Wow. Good gig.
Don't you think somebody would have...
uncovered it by now?
Uncovered this?
Said something like, hey, it's not him.
Well, there's all kinds of reasons why this wouldn't have been made public. There are oaths of allegiance. There are pledges of secrecy. We're getting into the realms of secret societies. We're getting into the realms of occult belief systems. It gets pretty dark.
Do you believe all this stuff?
I do, because I've been researching it full time for the best part of the past 15 years.
Well,
and it's now my main job.
Right. All right. So to me, that Paul McCartney is dead thing was a brilliant way to get them out of a real problem that John Lennon created when he said off the cuff in an interview that the Beatles were more popular than Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Right.
Back then, America was a different place.
Yeah.
The Bible Belt. And then now there were radio stations boycotting their music. They were burning Beatles albums. Right. There was this upheaval. And so they did this whole fake Paul McCartney is dead to turn the narrative. And then their albums, they planted messages in there and they played this whole thing up. I remember exactly where I was when the radio broke in and said, Paul McCartney of the Beatles died in a car accident.
Yeah.
And people believed it for a long time. And then they did this whole album, and there's all these clues on the Sgt. Pepper's, the Volkswagen that's in the background.
Right.
On the license plate, 28 if. It's supposed to symbolize 28 if he didn't die.
Okay. That's right.
All of that backwards messages on the White Album.
Paul is dead. Paul is dead.
No, it's Turn Me On, Dead Man. Turn Me On, Dead Man.
That was it, yeah.
That's right.
And then I Buried Paul. But it was a
it
was a hoax.
I don't believe it was a hoax. So there's a lot that happened in 1966. So the quote that Lennon made about the Beatles being bigger than Jesus was March of 66. And the Beatles stopped touring in late August 66. So the date given for McCartney supposedly dying was the 11th of September. And the last gig that the Beatles ever played live was the 29th of August in San Francisco. So that's kind of consistent with the guy no longer being there. And also, I would point people towards a great book titled The Memoirs of Billy Shears.
Man, you know
about that?
What you're saying is fascinating, but I got to tell you, you do know a lot of people hear you talk and say, that guy's nuts.
I know they'll say that.
You're right.
And the first time I heard this theory, I thought it was crazy too.
Yeah, yeah.
The accent is good.
Right.
You sound smart with the accent, but it is a lot.
Because if I said it without that smart accent, I'd sound like a jerk.
I think you're stoned.
Yeah. No, but so that means the three times I've seen Paul McCartney, I did not see Paul McCartney.
Billy Shears.
Right. A lot of people say to me, I've just seen Paul McCartney live. And I'm like, well, you haven't. So I've got 15,000 words in my first book about this whole thing. So it's the biggest chapter in there. And I've outlined all the clues that are given, all the backwards messaging on the records that you've just referenced, and a whole lot more.
But that was a hoax. It was a well-planned hoax.
Right. Some people believe it was.
Perpetrated by the band to get America to stop burning
off his
records.
Well, I think that's what they want you to believe. So the idea that it was a hoax was perpetrated deliberately to throw people off track of what really happened.
So if you're going to perpetrate a hoax, why would you say he died and then put all these messages in there that he's dead if you don't want people to know that he's actually dead?
This goes into dark occult belief systems. Ooh. And there's this tenet whereby they feel they need to communicate the truth to the people, to the masses.
Have you ever seen a lady at a bowling alley in the bathroom playing with dolls?
No, but I heard the story.
Okay. Yeah.
And I've got
All right.
Similar story to that.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, cool.
Right.
Do you want to tell that story now or do you want to finish this thought?
I can tell the story if you
want. Okay, cool.
So this involves backmasking, which we were just talking about.
This is a ghost story now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, kind of. So I worked on a radio station very similar to this one in the early 90s in a production role. And I heard...
Are you saying our equipment's old?
No.
Okay.
No, but the equipment in this place was,
that was
analog.
Yeah, right.
This is all brand new equipment.
Right, yeah, right. So I worked with tape, reels of tape. And I'd heard that there was a backmask message in Madonna's Justify My Love. So I recorded the record onto a reel of tape, played it backwards, and I heard a message which chilled me to the bone, which appeared to be very real. So I went next door to get the on-air presenter. This was 3 o'clock in the morning. It was just me and this other guy.
Yeah.
And I said, you've got to come in here and hear this. And I went to play the tape, and the message had disappeared. The tape was empty. So I've got no explanation for that. But, you know, it's music related.
Well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she said, I hate sex.
It wasn't that.
Okay.
What did the backwards message say?
It appeared to say, hear us, love us, Satan.
Oh.
Oh.
Right.
Okay.
Did you ever try to reverse that clip again?
Yes, I did. And it came out the same way again. And the next time it didn't disappear. But on this occasion, it did.
Wow. That's weird.
That's freaky. Can you look that up? If we Google Madonna backwards message, does that come right up?
You might get some weird photos.
I'm checking out right now.
You may be able to find it, or you can do it for yourself if you've got reverse software.
Right.
Okay. So, let's talk about another music theory or conspiracy. Paul McCartney, a lot of us have heard of. Are there others?
Well, I feel that they've been using an actor to portray Kanye West recently.
Oh,
so
really?
I'm not claiming that Kanye is dead.
Right.
But there's a guy they've been putting out there to do interviews, which is clearly not him. So the voice is different. The appearance is different. And I think
the one that's gotten Kanye in all this trouble, that's the fake.
Well,
when did the fake come out?
There was a guy sat in a car and he was talking through the car window. I don't know if you've seen that clip.
But you know, all the things that Kanye said about Jewish people in Hollywood, is that the fake Kanye or is that the real Kanye?
For the most part, I think that was the real Kanye.
Okay.
And I think he's heavily under mind control, which is another major thing that goes on in the music industry. So many popular artists will have been subject to mind control programming to keep them
on track. When you say mind control, what do you mean by that?
There was a far-reaching mind control program coming out of the CIA called MK Ultra.
And Justin, can you confirm this? We think he's with the CIA.
Yes,
just look at him.
He's filling in for our producer. I don't know. There's something going on with him.
He appeared out of nowhere.
You guys know each other?
Officially, no.
Agent 9?
Mark, do you ever see him in any of these mind control things?
I don't believe so, no.
Okay.
He was the proctor.
Okay, fine. Yeah, you guys know each other.
Right.
All right, go ahead. Sorry, Mark. Go ahead.
Yeah, so MK Ultra was this mind control program, and they ran it out of laboratories and hospitals. But there's a division of it known as Monarch Programming, and a lot of celebrities are subject to this. A lot of female ones. So Britney Spears is an obvious example. Katy Perry, people like
Britney Spears is under mind control now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Or at least she was, and that's why she's like that now.
That's why she's got this conservatorship.
Have you seen her Instagram lately?
She's gone cuckoos.
No, but I've seen the interview where she seems to dissociate from reality and go into a separate altar.
But that's just mental illness, possibly, no?
Well, it's a form of mental illness, but it's brought on by the mind control, by what happens to these people.
So who does it? People walk around with, like... How does that happen? Like...
They have handlers.
I can be home one day.
So these are
mind control people.
Right, right.
We're
going
to straighten you out.
I'm busy.
They have handlers, and often the handlers are romantic partners or spouses or family members who are charged with making sure this celebrity stays on track, fulfills the agendas that are laid out for them, and don't go off message.
Do you know how wild this sounds to someone like me? It sounds like I'm thinking... As I'm looking at you and you're talking, I'm like, I think he's nuts. or he's very good at selling books and tours. Now, you're doing a tour tonight, right? You're speaking tonight?
I am speaking tonight in New Haven.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. At Bar in New Haven.
Nice.
That's right.
From 7 to 10.
That's right.
We're linked up on the radio station website. I don't mean to insult you. I'm just saying, I'm not the first person to say, that sounds crazy.
Of course.
Right?
But the answer that I would always give is take the time to do the research for yourself. Don't believe what I'm saying.
Right,
go
right.
away and research it.
Yeah.
And if you look in the right places, you will find all the evidence and all the proof that you need.
Can I tell you something, though? If you're right, I'm way happier not knowing anything.
Yeah.
You know
right?
what I mean?
Yeah.
Just living my life,
I
not
was
knowing.
That way.
Ignorance is
Trust
bliss.
Me.
Yes,
yeah.
I'm blissful.
But you don't seem happy now that you know, like, let's say you're right. And all of this stuff is mind control and all this. You're not happier now, right? Like, you don't hang around with people and laugh and, like...
It's not about joy and happiness, no. I'm not
yeah.
making that claim.
But right.
It's about truth. It's about knowing the truth
right.
of
truth.
The matter.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm someone that always wants to know the truth.
I remember watching the end of Invasion of the Body Snatchers, and it was the one guy left.
Yeah.
And he was trying to tell everybody, and
yeah.
it was a very horrible thing. Like, he's trying to tell everybody.
No one's paying attention, yeah.
No one's paying attention.
No.
Yeah, you're that guy.
Another great movie is They Live.
Mm.
You seen that one?
No.
With Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Rowdy Roddy
Piper. Glasses.
Yeah, yeah.
And he has
John Carpenter director.
Hold on. Let's get on our chief horrible movie expert here, Ruth.
Great movie. Classic.
Great movie.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
John Carpenter.
A metaphor, yeah. an allegory for what really goes on in society.
Huh. Are you married? Are you? Do you have friends? Do you do anything? No, I don't mean that as an insult.
No.
I just, you know, that girl, how dare you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Greta Thunberg.
I saw her and I'm like, she can't have a happy life. She's just a kid. She's all
Greta Thunberg
like,
is mind controlled.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that's mind control, dog.
And
really?
I'm a family man, and I've got to tell you, I've got more friends now since
great.
I've been doing this work than I ever did before. I've got some great people I know.
But do you guys laugh about like comedy shows and sports and movies?
I've got a very dark, sardonic sense of humor.
Gotcha.
Okay. I'm very sarcastic,
cool.
and that
all
gets
right.
me through. Yeah.
Good, because you know, no one should walk around with all this weight.
right. Burton.
Like you're carrying the weight of the world around with you.
If you come to one of my talks or read one of my books, you'll see that there is some dark humor in there because
oh, okay.
I need that to offset all the
cool.
dark material.
Nice. Absolutely.
Right.
You need humor.
You do.
Tom in Hamden. Hey, Tom.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I was just wondering your take or if you could talk about Prince for a little bit.
Okay.
Is there a Prince conspiracy?
Well,
I mean, it's weird that he was pronounced dead from the flu or something, and there was no mention about some kind of lawsuit that he won all the rights to his music from Sony, including a whole bunch of unpublished music,
oh.
which would be pretty valuable.
So what, he wins the lawsuit and then he's dead, and you're like, there's more to it than that?
Yeah.
I heard nothing.
Yeah, I was just wondering, what's your take on it?
Okay. Thank you, Tom. What's your take?
Yeah, so there's some weird stuff about Prince's death, which was on the 21st of April, which is the Queen's birthday. So Prince dies on the Queen's birthday. There's all kinds of
symbolism. Why do you make that connection?
They both like purple.
Purple. Yeah, purple is a part of it. Purple rain, as in raining over the people, not rain from the sky.
Oh.
You know, it's symbolism. It's all to do with the world of the occult. Those that run the music industry are occultists, unfortunately.
That's a lot of work, though, to time it out on a certain birthday, though, no?
Well, it's not just that. It's not just that. You know, he died in an elevator, so we're told. One of his songs, Let's Go Crazy, he talks about an elevator. Let's not...
Oh, the elevator brings us down. No, let's go. Yeah.
Right.
Oh. Yeah.
So when Steven Tyler dies, it'll be love in an elevator.
Right.
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 Probably will.
See, you got a joke in there. See, you're smiling a little bit.
Nice,
all right.
Nice.
I was testing them out.
I'm a little mind blown now. I, you know.
Yeah. Like, what's real now?
People
Chaz,
are.
Are you Chaz?
No.
Now
from 6
out,
to 10.
I'm Charlie Faze.
Oh, no.
Charlie Faze.
Bring back Chaz.
Chaz and AJ. Hungry man?
Hey, what up? Hey, good morning. How about Elvis and Michael Jackson? There's always seems like, oh, he's alive, he's not alive, mind control.
Okay.
Do you know anything about that?
That's good. Elvis, Michael Jackson.
So So Elvis had connections to military intelligence. A lot of artists do. They're assets of the intel services. Elvis had a handler, Colonel Tom Parker. And we're told that he died in 1977 at the age of 42 on the toilet.
Yes. Yeah.
On the throne.
The king died on the throne. Right. Just like
there you go.
Purple Rain.
Yeah. But I don't buy that. I think with certain artists, they are allowed to retire their public personas and go off into some sort of witness protection program type scenario and continue their lives. I would ask people to Google a guy named Pastor Bob Joyce. See what you make of
it. I've been sent this by various tribe members.
Pastor Bob Joyce?
Pastor Bob Joyce.
Okay.
But Elvis would be dead by now, wouldn't he?
Well, he'd be 80. What would he be? 85 or something?
Yeah. He didn't live a healthy life. Vegas Elvis was really Elvis.
He got
a bit
fat.
Yeah.
Right.
And Michael Jackson, yeah, there's some strange stuff about that. So Michael Jackson went up against Sony, his record label.
Let me just go back to the Elvis thing. The intelligence connections you talked about. Mm-hmm. You're not talking about that drugged up picture of him in the White House with the fake DEA badge that Nixon gave him?
Not that specifically, no.
Okay.
There's some other stuff there.
Okay.
He was also in the military, remember?
Yeah.
So
he was in the Army.
Something.
Right. Yeah.
There you go, Pastor Bob Joyce.
Yeah, it doesn't look more like Michael McDonald then.
I was just going to say, Pastor Bob Joyce.
When you hear
Kenny
him
Rogers.
Singing, it's uncanny.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Right.
All right, Michael Jackson, then we got to let you go.
Yeah, so Michael Jackson went up against Sony, his record label, in the same way that Prince went up against Warner Brothers, and they both wind up dead, so we're told. Michael Jackson, under heavy mind control as well, at the hands of his father, who would have been his handler.
Yeah. Mind
him into
control,
the business.
Is that like another way of saying drugs? Alcohol,
drugs are a part of it.
Mental illness?
Drugs are a part of it. If you research MKUltra and what went on there, there's some horrific stuff they do to people. And it just causes the mind to dissociate from reality and it becomes programmable. So they can turn these people into like automatons who just perform on demand and say what they're told to say. But sometimes they break the programming and you can see it happen. So with the Britney Spears famous interview, you see her dissociate and go into this different altar. And sometimes they have to go back into the lab to have the programming topped up.
Yeah, she went back to Disney. She's goofy.
That's...
Wow.
Okay.
It's a lot, right?
It's a lot.
But she's still fun to watch.
And I just... So you're married? You have a girlfriend? Or?
I'm a family man.
Okay. Family man.
What does that mean?
In what way?
What do you mean, family man?
Yeah, family.
I have a family.
Okay. I asked you if you're married or have a girlfriend. You said family man?
I'm married with a family.
Yeah.
Okay. When you say family, it's not the mind control people. It's like real, you mean like a regular
it's real
family.
Children.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Most people just say married with kids.
He has to leave out details. He's a wanted man.
Now, is she a believer or does she say, Mark, we're having a nice dinner.
Right.
Don't start with this stuff. Don't start with the kids. How does that work?
She prefers to have conversations that aren't of this nature.
Gotcha. Okay.
Got it.
That's all
we need to know.
You know, it's cool enough. She lets you have your space.
Right.
In your belief. Yeah.
Right.
Awesome.
That's every wife, actually.
Yeah, you could do that. Just don't do it here.
This. Exactly right.
Yeah, I don't want to hear it.
When your friends, you're all drinking, go ahead.
Mark, I got to tell you, we kept you on a lot longer than I thought we would. It's fascinating.
It's very fascinating.
I'm going to be honest. I don't believe it, but man, there's a lot there.
Well, that's about 0.01% of my work right there.
Right. We didn't even scratch the surface.
Exactly.
Right.
I get it. We just talked about a couple of names that we were interested in.
Right.
Mark Devlin, DJ, author, public speaker. Thank you.